Hi, what's your name?
Milo.
Have you seen any Shakespeare's in your life?
A few.
What was the most recent one you saw?
Measure for Measure.
And what? Tell me what happened in it.
I don't know. The story was very odd.
In what way?
Like, this one guy is trying to help this girl because she didn't want her brother to die. And then her brother died. Well, no, her brother didn't die. But she was trying to help him, and the guy was trying to help, but then the guy was trying not to help at the same time.
And what did you think of it? What was it, the plot confusing or kind of fun?
It was kind of funny. I liked the ending.
And what about the language? Was it kind of hard to understand, or did it get easier as it went on?
I knew it. It's just different from what I'm used to.
Would you see another Shakespeare?
I don't know. Depends.
Hi, this is Paul Smart of Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And based on the experience that I had taking my son to a Shakespeare play, granted it was in Ohio and we were on vacation, but based on that experience, I thought, let's try to get back to Shakespeare somehow. And so I've started a weekly reading series where we're going to try to get through all the Shakespeare plays one by one, just reading them straight through, starting at 12 noon each Tuesday. The first session, we had about a half dozen people. The library kind of filled up with kids, many of whom started to express some interest in it, while also trying to talk loud enough to compete with the Bard.
I'm Kevin Rooney. I'm a stockbroker. I love reading. Classic literature, Dickens, Hemingway, Steinbeck. I've always wanted to read Shakespeare, but every time I've tried, I don't understand it. So
there's
I thought this might be
surface.
A good idea.
Yeah. I'm Veronica Skinner. There certainly must have been a time when I didn't read, but I can't quite remember when. My most vivid memories of reading are waiting until my mother had said goodnight to me, and so she'd leave the room and I'd haul a flashlight out. And until, of course, she caught on to that. She'd scoop under my pillow and say goodnight. And wouldn't you know it, I thought of candles, but the only candles in the house were her good ones, and I knew she'd miss those, she'd notice if I So I used birthday cake candles, and those are not a good idea if you've got a chenille bedspread.
And they burn fast.
Bedspread caught fire. Shriek! Mama came running in, Papa came running in. Don't you do that.
And yourself?
Some more tea, please. That's very good. And it washes down the scone nicely. You can fill it up. Thank you. I'm Sue Cerniglia. I worked for the State Library for many years. Then I kind of transferred back and forth. I became a proofreader for the state tests for the regents. And then they demoted us to clerks because they went and got some company from Texas or something that gave a proposal to take over our proofreading jobs. And we were only two proofreaders, believe it or not. And we did an exceptional job, I must say. But we got our hands on their proposal and went through and found incorrectness and grammar spellings. And we said, you're getting rid of our titles and you're having these people. And this was only a proposition of what they were going to do.
Uh-huh.
It had nothing to do with anything. But we found so many mistakes grammatically and didn't make sense and misspells and whatever. We gave it back to the department. I got out and got a promotion somewhere else. Good for me. But now I'm in 5 book groups, count them, sometimes 6. And it's a little OCD. But I tend to go for some of the nonfiction, but mostly mysteries and murder mysteries and that kind of thing. It's just my thing. I like it. But I used to like in high school. I went to Catholic school, boys and girls, and we used to go through Shakespeare and read all of them. Like you guys, I didn't really know much at the time about it. I was kind of going through it. But I really enjoyed it, and I since I've been sort of humbled by my young person friend that is totally immersed in it and recites it all. I decided I better get on board and reread these, and it fascinated me always, but there's so much to it under the surface on these that you could spend years studying and what the meanings were and the scenes and all this kind of stuff, but I just enjoyed the idea of reading.
So, shall we begin?
Sure.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Let me swallow.
Well, here, I'll start and we'll just go around. And
who's going to be whom?
I think instead of doing by roles, let's just read a section, and whenever somebody stops and the next person reads, and just keep it moving that
okay,
way.
Start with you.
So we're going to do all the voices?
Yeah.
That could be confusing.
But it seems easier than breaking up.
Yeah,
into,
I think you're right about that, too, though.
Yeah. Act 1, Scene 1, a hall in the Duke's palace. Enter Duke, Aegeon, jailer, officers, and other attendants. Aegeon, proceed, Silenus, to procure my fall and by the doom of death and woes and all. Duke, merchant of Syracuse, plead no more. I am not partial to infringe our laws. The enmity and discord which of late sprung from the rancorous outrage of your duke to merchants, our well-dealing countrymen, who wanting guilders to redeem their lives, have sealed his rigorous statutes with their bloods, excludes all pity from our threatening looks. People continued reading Comedy of Errors. The whole play took about 2 hours to get through. At various times, it seemed to lag. People got confused, but by the end, everybody seemed completely mesmerized by the activity and promised not only to come back again next Tuesday, but to bring more people.
Why do you call me love? Call my sister so. Thy sister's sister? That's my sister. It is thine self, mine own self's better part. Mine eyes, clear eye, my dear heart's dear of heart, my food, my fortune, and my sweet hope's aim, my soul, earth's heaven, and my earth's heaven's claim. Luciano, all this my sister is, or else should be, and this is his, call thyself sister, sweet, but I am thee. Thee will I love, and will thee lead my life.
Antipholus, why, how now, Dromio, where runst thou fast? Do you know me, sir? Am I Dromio? Am I your man? Am I myself? Thou art Dromio. Thou art my man. Thou art thyself. I am an ass. I am a woman's man, and besides myself. What woman's man, and how besides thyself? Marry, sir, besides myself, I am due to a woman, one that claims me, one that haunts me, one that will have me. Enter Angelo with the chain.
Master Antipholus, that's my name. I know it well, sir. Lo, here's the chain. I thought to obtain you at the Perpentine. The chain unfinished made me stay thus long. Dromio, nay, then thus. We came into the world like brother and brother, and now let's go hand in hand, not one before the other.
It took me a long time to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. I still don't know.
There's like two different Antonio, two different Dromios.
Yeah, two sets of twins.
You said that at first.
And they're.
I don't remember. Are we reading Romeo?
No. This was Comedy of Errors.
I kept thinking it was Comedy of Errors.
We're starting at the beginning.
Yeah, we were going to start with
Comedy of Errors.
Verona, but this was the first. Well,
that was your Comedy of Errors.
I never read Comedy of Errors. So
neither
was
have
totally
I. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, when you
stole the gold chain.
Yeah. One, it's a rope. The other
is making merry with the woman. You know, the prostitute. You're like, okay.
Well, you thought the husband was coming on to the sister, but it was the wrong husband.
Right.
I figured
that
must be the wrong husband.
Yeah, and then the other husband isn't that happy. He's kind of happier with the sister himself.
And then the poor peasant, he's totally like
in the middle.
In the end, I decided that this was something I wanted to bring my son to, mandatorily. Also, I realized that something like Shakespeare is the bedrock for so much of our entertainment these days, and that this was something that I wanted to continue beyond the Bard in the future. This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, reporting from the North Albany branch of the Albany Public Library.